is the Naisargik Dasha. Naisargika or natural periods. This is applicable to all human beings. All human beings. From the date of birth, we say the first year, 1 year, is mother's year. The first year for all children is mother's year. So 0 to 1 is moon dasha. For everybody. Isn't that interesting? Is there something wrong with that? No. What is the baby looking for in the first year? Mama. And then second year and third year is also mama's year, but a different kind of mama. Now by now you learned, Sabani taught you last time, there are two planets which represent the mother. One is moon and one is Mars. Mars is the discipline. And who's going to teach you discipline? Mother. Your toilet habits, your basic discipline, everything mother teaches, right? So 2 years more for mama. But this is Mars mama. This is not moon mama. This is not the kuchiko mama. This is the mama who will spank you if you don't go to the toilet. Okay? So how old are you now? 3. Now we start learning languages. And we have to learn all the basics of the world. We are running around. We are so innocent. We don't know the difference between boy and girl, excepting for the fact that whatever dress is put on you, you wear it. That's all. You are too childish. You are just running around. So which is the planet? Mercury, right? And shall we give him 9 years? So how old are you now? 12 years. Right? And then suddenly something happens. Some chemical changes start happening in your body. Suddenly some boys become like, start looking like men. Some little mustaches coming out and all. And girls are becoming suddenly a different shape. And their brains are changing. And they suddenly start noticing beautiful things. And there's a chemical change happening. And this chemical change which starts at the age of 12 is to go on for a long 20 years. For in this 20 years, you are to marry and produce children and have everything. So how old are you now by the time this whole change? 32. You're 32, right? 20 years. 12 plus 20, 32. Now I'll break up this 20 years later into further parts, but bear in mind, this is called the most productive period for propagation. Because it's Venus. It's natural. Beyond 32, the body is not ready for propagation. It's really not strong. Because Venus, the ojas, the vitality goes down. The children born after 32 will not have the same ojas that they would have before 32. So the question arises, can a woman marry before, let's say at the age of 13, 14? Well, she can have a baby. Physically, she can have a baby at 13, 14. So we are talking about nature. We are not talking about whether she is mentally mature to be a mother. Mental maturity is separate. This is just natural, the flow of nature. Okay? There are many kids who have got pregnant and had babies in school. Okay, it happens. So be mentally prepared that between 12 to 32 is the time when Venus is playing its games. And when Venus plays its games, your brain will not function so well. Your rational will fail you. But that's the power of Venus. That's what it does. So from 32, suddenly wisdom starts dawning on you. You realize, I have been such a stupid fellow. And for the next 18 years, 18 long years, you're struggling to become wise. So how old are you now? How long did it take you to become wise? 50. At 50 years of age, you see that, oh my God, my life has passed by. At 50, when you look back, life has passed by. You have lived your prime. Your prime is gone. Your prime is gone. 50 means your prime is gone. Now a stage comes in life where you want to do your duty, you want to be righteous. Suddenly it dawns on you, I have to be righteous. And for the next 20 years, you actually work not for yourself, but for doing all the right things, for righting the wrongs you have done. We have all made mistakes. See, it's 50 now. When we are going to look back, we have made mistakes, we have lived life, we have done good, we have done bad. I mean, there's a lot of pluses and minuses. But we can look back now and see where we made our mistakes. And we now, at this stage, want to right them. If there's a child who you did not take care of, you really want to take care of them now. You're suddenly serious about your parents. It's all about being righteous. So 50 to 70, 20 long years you have. You have 20 years in your hand to become righteous and do all the right things. For after 70, your strength will fail you. And it is said the period of strength failure has started. I can say that the last phase, there are three different opinions upon the last phase. Till 70, all books, all authors have the same opinion. Till 70, there is no discrepancy. The question is from 70 to 120, how is the period? That is where the differences come. One author says, from 70 there is nothing to see. It's all shani. It's all shani. You are an old man. So shani is your destiny. I mean, it doesn't matter you are more old or less old, you are old. Would that be right? What do you say?
Old is old.
Before 70. Jupiter, we did. When is Jupiter?
32 to 50.
Good. They all heard me. Good. So now tell me, should I take the entire period after 50 to be ruled by Saturn? Some people say, look, we cannot take Rahu and Ketu because they don't have body. It is possible we should take Rahu and Ketu. And then maybe after a certain age we actually become ghost, we don't have body. No, that is not right because it is not natural to become ghost. Everybody doesn't naturally become ghost. Do we naturally become ghost? No. We may die, but we don't become ghosts. I mean, if that were so, this world would be full of ghosts. So Rahu and Ketu doesn't seem to be a very rational, natural path. Okay? But there is another, some people say, look, this whole phase has to be broken up. From 70 to 108, you can say old. But beyond 108, no way. It's Lagna Dasha. Because honestly, you don't even know whether you exist or not. You are surviving by the sheer strength of your lagna. Your lagna is so strong that you are surviving beyond 108. Because even Shiva has given up on you. Right? How can you live beyond 108? I mean, it sounds so impossible. You have covered all your 108 navamshas. Think about it. How many navamshas are there? 108. You covered all the navamshas and you are still alive. You have become like a Shiva. You have finished all your karmas. So those who live beyond 108, they say, are Lagna Dasha. For not only will you be assured a place in the high heavens, for you have finished all your karmas, but also many in your family will get the benefit of serving you. Because when you are that old, other people in the family have to serve you. You can't live. So people in the family who serve you also benefit. So that is why when someone beyond 96, they say, beyond 96 they die. Oh, you should distribute sweets. You are the fortunate guy. For that soul has opened the road for you also. Some communities it is 90 plus, some communities it is 96 plus, some it is 108 plus. Okay? But bear in mind, this 70 to 120 is this peculiar phase we call old age. So this is natural dasha. Now in this dasha, the first thing you got to note is how is the planet who is your dasha lord placed. If the dasha lord is well placed, you're going to have a good time. It will be a good phase for you. If it is badly placed, you will suffer. Now basically you don't need to see too much in this. You basically need to see which house it is placed from Lagna. is it combust or not combust, and all those things. Don't bother about lordship. I just need to see placement. Okay, let us see. Let us start with some of you. Nirmalya Babu, what is your age?
47.
47. So you're in Jupiter's age. So how is Jupiter in your chart?
Jupiter in 5th house.
Excellent. Yes. Very nice. So is 5th house Jupiter is considered nice? Forget other things. Prima facie it is nice. Then the next question is, which sign it is placed? How dignified is the planet? Because if it is dignified, you will lead a very dignified life. If it is not dignified, you are not going to have a dignified life. Which are the planets aspecting it? Like that. More planets aspecting Jupiter? Better. Lesser? It's more low profile. The more aspects, the better. The less aspects, problem. You know why? People are not even looking at you. They don't care whether you exist or not.
Even malefic aspects.
Even malefics. That means they are bothered about who you are.
You know,
there's a saying. They may love you, they may hate you, but they cannot ignore you. That means you are great. Now you see how I'm studying the dasha. They may love you, benefics. They may hate you, malefics. But they can't ignore you. So that means you say it's a phase in which you are achieving. Question is Jupiter retrograde? If it is 3 times more strong. Own sign, 2 times more strong. Friendly sign, like that, you got to see how much power is there in that dasha. Is it very powerful dasha? Now, if it is retrograde, I don't want that Jupiter to be in a bad house. Because that means it is going to make me try and I'll end in failure. If it is retrograde, it should be in a quadrant. So I try, but I'll have success finally, okay? What is the point in try and then fail? Retrograde Venus in a bad house. You try to get married and fail. It's hopeless. You don't want Venus to be retrograde. You don't want Venus to conjoin a retrograde planet. Keep that in mind. For if it does, your hard work could fail. So then this is where we are looking at remedies and things. You look at that planet. Because the natural planet is the first thing that you got to remedy. If nature supports you, 50% of your problems are over. All other dashas may not support you, but nature is on your side. And nature is God. What is God really? How does God come? Through nature. If nature is supportive, I am going to win. If nature doesn't support, I'll lose. Now this was the dasha that Varahamihira used all the time. For his point was very simple. For he used to worship the sun god, and sun god, he says, makes the nature. So if nature is supporting, the sun god supports. If the sun god supports, I'll win. That was his simple formula. Okay? So now look at your dashas and tell me, most of you who are in Jupiter or Venus, you're in Venus, and many of you are in Venus, you need to see, what can I do? If Venus is a bad lord, badly placed, it's going to be a suffering place. And you need to know how to rectify it. That's more important. Okay? Yeah. So you are how much? You are in sun phase.
I am now running the Jupiter, Saturn.
You are in Jupiter Dasha?
No, Saturn Dasha.
Sun.
See, that is why I asked you. I knew you would get it wrong. My estimate was Sun, and I knew you would tell me Saturn. You know why? Because you are thinking you are older than what you are. That means the planet, Sun, must be behaving like an old fellow. Why? He's thinking like an old man. Why? We should make the planet look young, think young, and that is what will give us life and more. Renewed strength. Right? So look at Surya and you will know. What is nature? Is the nature supporting me? How it is? Okay?
Yes. My doubt, sir. First year, you said that first the lord of the moon, where it is placed.
I didn't say that. Did I say lord of moon?
No, moon.
Moon. Yeah. So finished, moon.
And that is for 1 year only.
Right? 1 year only.
Only 1 year.
One year.
It goes to the next phase.
Yeah. Mars. Yeah. Mars is 2 years, yeah. Till three.
Yeah.
Then Mercury. Mercury is our education, our learning, our language. For everybody, we learn to talk at that time. We learn languages at that time. That is when you learn your mother tongue. You see the accuracy of this dasha. This is nature taken into account. I want you to study your horoscopes from this nature's perspective. How about it? And I want you to speak a few words about what dasha you are running. So I'll put the recorder off.